Well, howdy, gentlemen, and I've just cracked open a Peroni. Now, I know it's only Tuesday night, but don't judge me. Now everybody knows nowadays, don't they, what OF is? OnlyFans. And I didn't think the thing would still be going, but now. So that is proof that society is crumbling. And we all know who's doing the crumbling. As we know, femmes will do mostly anything for money. They don't have any morals about it. Of course, being a femme of the night out on the streets takes a certain femme to do that. But OF made it possible for your regular femme to be one too. And look how many have opted to do the OF. Not surprising, I guess. You see, these young femmes with these very old men. And you know exactly why the femme is there. If this was a poor old man, she wouldn't be. But it does irritate a lot of people, especially me, when they have to lie about it and say that they're in love. Because let's say this man's money completely ran out. So would she. But I've never been on an OF page at all myself. Because really, it's just digital, isn't it? It's not real. Can't touch it. Yet. And I guess there's still some femmes who are making a reasonable amount of money on it. But I was watching a video this a while ago that told me some facts about OnlyFans. You know, when you get femmes of the night, generally speaking, they don't work alone. There's a guy. He not only keeps an eye on them and protects them, and helps them get business, but sorts the money out. And maybe you didn't know that, but on OnlyFans, it's exactly the same way. There's these companies that actually manage them, promote them. And the one I was watching, it was another man, who manages quite a few OnlyFans models. And it's a bona fide sort of marketing company. And apparently on OnlyFans, there's loads of them. And here's something you may not have known. Most customers on OnlyFans stay only about 3 months, 90 days. Then they get bored and find another girl. I guess he's seen everything, I suppose. And all the managers play on that. All they do is re-edit old footage. So the next man is probably paying for something that's only old footage, but looks like it's new. Every time femmes are involved, there's got to be a scam. But here's something else I'd like to let you know. It's not a surprise, really. Some of these OnlyFans models have quite a lot of subscribers. And of course, they can chat with the model. You know, ask for, say, custom content. But really, in reality, this femme can't talk with all these subscribers. Because she'd be doing that all the time without getting a kit off. So they have a team, usually based in a foreign country, to chat back to the man, whoever the subscriber is, to make it sound as if that person is talking to the OnlyFans model. So they're not actually talking to the model at all. And as these sort of chat teams, they sort of call them, have male and femme people there, the man could be talking to a 50-year-old male Indian. And this is what the guy said the video I watched, and he thought it was kind of funny, and so do I. But I closed the link to it, and for the life of me, I can't find it, otherwise I'd put it down below, thinking he's talking with the OnlyFans model. So, yet another scam. Do you think OnlyFans makes these femmes happy? Well, of course not. Hardly any femmes are happy. But at least they're not poor and unhappy. And it's funny to hear them say, I don't need no man. They need men to pay for their content. They need men to organize their business. But what they don't really understand, I guess, is that their content will be on the internet forever. And for those guys out there that are on OnlyFans, save your money up and go out and get a lady of the night. A real one. Because it'll be cheaper in the long run. Luckily, myself, as I'm an old guy, and I cut my dick off about 2 years ago, I don't have a problem. Except when I urinate, it goes all over the place. I'm only joking, guys. So now you know. OnlyFans is obviously a bigger scam than you think. Let me know what you think, guys. You take it easy.